My Child, by Joseph Aline. My Child, behold, I give myself to you, and all things with myself. I will be all to you that you can wish. I will be a friend to you. My secrets shall be with you, and you shall have free access to me, and liberty to pour out all your heart into my bosom. I am the everlasting Father, and I will be a father to you. Behold, I receive you not as a servant, but as a son, to abide in my house forever. Whatever love or care children may look for from their father, that you may expect from me, and so much more, since I am wiser, greater, and better than any earthly parents. If earthly fathers will give good things to their children, much more will I give to you. If such cannot forget their children, much less will I forget you. What would my children have? Your father's heart, his house, his care, his ear, his bread, and his chastening rod. These shall all be yours. You shall have my fatherly affection, my heart I share with you, my tenderest love I bestow upon you. You shall have my fatherly compassion. As a father pities his children, so will I pity you. I will consider your frame, and not be extreme to mark what is done amiss by you, but will cover all with the mantle of my pitying love. I will be your comforter in your solitude, your counselor in your distress. I will be a physician to you. I will heal your backslidings and cure all your diseases. Fear not, for never did a soul miscarry that left itself in my hands and would follow my prescriptions. I will be a shepherd to you. Do not be afraid of evil tidings, for I am with you. My rod and my staff shall comfort you. You shall not lack, for I will feed you. You shall not wander or be lost, for I will restore you. I will cause you to lie down in green pastures, and will lead you beside the still waters. I will gather you with my arm, carry you in my bosom, and will lead you softly. I will bind up that which was broken, and strengthen you when sick. I will watch over my flock by night. My own eyes shall keep a perpetual watch by night and by day. The keeper of Israel never slumbers nor sleeps, nor withdraws his eyes from his redeemed people. I will guide you with my eye. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. I will be a husband to you. In loving kindness and mercy, I will betroth you unto myself forever. I will be as one with you, and you with me. You shall be for me, and not for another, and I also will be for you. Though I found you as a helpless infant, exposed in its own blood, all your unworthiness did not discourage me. Lo, I have looked upon you, and put my loveliness upon you. Moreover, I swear unto you, and enter into covenant with you, and you shall be mine. Behold, I do here solemnly, in my marriage covenant, give away myself to you, and with myself all things. I myself will be a bountiful and an everlasting portion to you. Can you fathom your riches, or count your own happiness? Can you grasp immensity, reach omnipotence, or comprehend eternity? All this is yours. I will set open all my treasures to you, and will keep back nothing from you. I will be a never-failing fountain of joy, peace, and bliss unto you. I will be your God, your Father, and your friend, as long as I have any being. I have made my everlasting choice in electing you. Fear not, for the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath you are the everlasting arms. My unsearchable riches shall be yours. Though all should forsake you, yet I will never forsake you. I am your rock and your fortress, your deliverer, your strength, the horn of your salvation, and your high tower. I am God Almighty, your almighty protector, your omnipotent benefactor. My fullness is your treasure. My house is your home. You may come as freely to my storehouse as to your own cupboard. You may have your hand as freely in my treasures as in your own purses. You cannot ask too much. You cannot look for too much from me. I will give you all comforts, or I myself will be your comfort. You shall have children, or I will be better to you than 10 children. You shall have riches, or I will be more to you than all riches. Can you put out the lamp of heaven, or empty the boundless ocean with your hands? Why, the sun shall be dark and the sea dry before the Father of lights. The fountain of mercies shall be exhausted. My infiniteness shall be the extent of your inheritance. I am your inheritance, which no line can measure, no arithmetic can compute, and no surveyor can describe. But all this is but a taste of what I have prepared for those who love me. You must have but smiles and hints now, and be content with glimpses and glances here on earth. But you shall be shortly taken up into your Father's bosom, and live forever in the fullest views of His glory. The day of your death shall be the birthday of your glories.